Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I was thinking on the way over here. We've been in a series called The Gift of Blank,
right?
And today is the gift of food.
It is.
And I was thinking on the way over here, you can't say both. You have to pick one or the other.
You always do this to me. You pigeonhole me.
Yes. Sweet. Or salty?
Oh, you know the answer to this.
It's salty, isn't it?
It's salty.
Okay.
It's salty.
Years gone by, it would have always been sweet for me. It would
really?
Yes. Oh, yes. Give me the homemade pudding. Give me the cake. Give me the cookies. Give me the chocolate.
Yeah.
But now something has shifted.
Something has changed within me.
Yes. In my 50s.
Something is not the same.
In my 50s.
We can't afford for me to sing the whole song. Royalties. Yeah, the royalties would be too big. I'm sorry, Elphaba.
In my 50s, I'm in the salty camp.
You thinking it just started?
Or did it start in your 50s? Year. Yeah,
or like
yeah,
in no, your yeah. late?
I would say
I'm 50. Sorry, I said late 50s.
Oh,
you're getting there. So in the last like
three years from 60, that's
listen,
wild.
60, if you are listening, Leanne's coming for you.
Oh, I'm coming for you, 60.
She's coming for you.
Coming for you. Mm-hmm.
You better brace yourself.
Listen, also, just a little PSA for any of the women out there, get your mammograms.
Yeah.
I went and got a mammogram, and then I didn't tell anybody but Daryl.
I know you didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you. I didn't tell our boys. I didn't tell the daughter-in-laws. Ugh. I didn't tell anyone.
Why? Yeah.
Because I just didn't want anybody to worry. I didn't also want myself to worry.
Sure.
And
sure.
I just kind of put it out of my head that I had to go back for some additional imaging.
Right.
And we're all good. All clear. All in the clear.
Good.
But just, you know, go get that mammogram. I talked to the radiology tech. She was so awesome.
Yeah.
Wealth of information. And she said the reason that they suggest that you go the amount that your doctor recommends you go, the reason that you listen is because the numbers for breast cancer have decreased, and it's because they are catching it sooner.
Well, breast cancer awareness, if you are listening, thank you.
Yeah. So get it when your doctor recommends. Well, you
know, they have that technology or genetic testing where you can see the breast cancer gene. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you know any answers about that for you?
I don't think so, because it does not run in my family.
Okay.
I don't know of any aunt or
that's great.
Grandmother or anybody who's had breast cancer.
Yeah,
in
that's
our family.
Great. Yeah, you didn't tell us. You walked in and mm-hmm. you had a hospital bracelet
on,
I
did.
And here we are.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Tell me, so the salty and the sweet thing, it shifted for you?
It did.
You know, I think it did for me too. I think there would have been a time where I would have said, give me all the sweets.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as life has gotten harder, I need the salt flavor to snap me back into reality.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
It does for me.
You know, for real? Like,
it makes me feel alive again. Listen, Mallory's the only person that knows this. Oh, I don't know if I've even told you this. This is our secret sharing podcast. I sometimes when... I have a little craving for a little salt.
Okay.
I have been known to do like a little shot of soy sauce, just like a little boop, wake up.
Oh, that makes me want to shudder.
It brings me to life.
You also love olives and pickles.
Listen, don't send me. Do not send me to the grocery store when I'm hungry.
All right.
Because I will come back with condiments. Usually it's pickles and olives. If you stuff an olive, I will buy it.
Okay.
If you pickle something I will also buy it.
Good to know.
If you pickle something in a hot sweet combo, I'm in.
You're in.
Nathan's Pickles. Nathan's Pickles.
If you are listening, Nathan's
I came across
pickles.
A new Nathan's Pickle flavor. Okay. I don't even remember
the
name.
Will you put it in the showboat? It's I know what it is. It's sweet and spicy.
It's something like
that. Or sweet and hot.
I know. Well, and I also love Tony Paco's Sweet Hots. Those are good. They're hot banana peppers in them. Tony Paco. Tony Paco should listen because Tony Paco is in Toledo, and we have a lot of Ohio listeners. So yes. Tony Paco's
Tony.
Tony.
Tony and Nathan.
So I do love, I will come back. If I'm hungry, I will come back. I also love, this is another funny thing about me. If I go to the Buellers,
okay.
Buellers, if you're listening,
oh, wow, we just
they have
bells already on fire.
I know. Buellers, you know, sometimes at these higher end grocery stores, they have like little bars.
Yes.
And Buellers has salad bars, hot bars, and they have an olive bar that has like, sometimes I get like a little feta salad or a little Italian salad that has olives and like olive oil and meat and stuff like that. I support this. Yes. So I am salty all the way. And I think it's because life's hardened me. Life has hardened me.
That's why.
Yes.
That's great. What's your good day?
My good day has to be one of the a great memory that we just had with our kids.
Oh, okay.
My mom, you know my mom, Francine.
Yes, Francine.
Grammy B. Many know her as Grammy B.
Yes.
There's a whole kindergarten class right now at our school that knows her as Grammy B because she goes in every now and then. We went over to my mom's and we made about 6 different kinds of cookies with her for Christmas. And it was so fun.
Well, and here,
I know you're going to ask me, what did you make?
Yeah, I am. But before you even go there, your mom would have a system with this whole idea.
I can't believe you said that because do you want to know what she did?
We made about six
cookies together.
Yeah.
When we got there, 4 of them were already mixed and done.
Correct.
We really only mixed 2.
Yes, your mom's about the systems.
We baked all of them together.
Yes.
We balled them. We rolled them in things. Yeah. You know, all the things you do. But my mom had 4 of them done.
Of course
pre-made.
She did. Yes.
The dough was mixed.
Because your mom...
She's smart.
She's smart. And she's going to focus on... The time together.
That's right.
And
you know her.
Yes, the rolling in the nuts and the powdering sugar and the frosting and all of that.
Yeah.
Mixing up, she's going to just, it doesn't surprise me
you
at all.
You know her.
Francine,
you know her.
Francine,
let me tell you
way.
Some of the things we made. They were so good. We made a pistachio cranberry shortbread. So good. It was like an icebox cookie.
I was thinking there should be a little plate of them here.
Oh, there's some upstairs.
Okay.
Those ones are gone. Pistachio cranberry shortbread.
Yeah, I would love those.
It's like with an icebox or cookie where you roll it in a log and then you just slice it and lay it down. And it was so good. It
with
was
coffee?
So good. Then she made a like a spumoni or Neapolitan cookie that you take a ball of pistachio, a ball of cherry, and a ball of chocolate and you squish them together. And it was everyone's favorite. It was wild. We made those Reese cup cookies.
Yes.
She made gingerbread whoopie pies, but like the mini ones that are like, you know.
I love those.
I forget what else.
Gingerbread or molasses?
We made gingerbread.
Gingerbread, okay.
We made, we didn't make cutouts. We didn't mess around with that. We have this cherry coconut cookie that my grandma, Nanny, Dessie, made. And we made some of those.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay. I knew there would be follow-ups.
I know that we are going to talk about our Christmas menu.
Yeah, we're going to talk about food
be,
all day.
The Christmas menu is going to be available on our Patreon.
Yeah.
So if you have not signed up for our Patreon, there are 2 levels. There's a $5 level per month and a $10 level per month.
Yep.
The $10. Now, is everybody going to get this menu or is it only the...
Paid people.
Only
everybody
paid people.
Who pays.
Everybody who pays, whether it's 5 or 10.
Right.
Okay. So they're going to get the Christmas menu.
And here's the big difference between 5 and 10, if you're curious, is the biggest difference is $10 people get bonus episodes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know if you will add the cranberry pistachio shortbread cookie to the already existing menu that you have put together. Such a great menu. It's too.
No, don't talk about it yet.
I know.
We'll
it's meats and sides.
Yeah.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
And then it's some stuff from me and some stuff from you.
Yep.
But those cranberry pistachios would make a great addition.
I'll ask. We're not gatekeepers of recipes. We've talked about this before. We'll share.
I'll ask
Francine to send it over.
Well, and Francine is very generous with her recipes.
She is.
She's generous.
She is.
Period.
And
just
so
period.
Really that was the good day. It was, we went over, she made a pot of potato soup that we had going. So we were eating, we were baking cookies, we had Christmas music going.
Yes.
It was great.
Yes.
And you know, my hope, I asked her, I said, hey, sometime this Christmas, can we make cookies together? And part of it is I want my kids to have that memory too.
Yes.
And so it was so fun.
Well, listen,
it was so fun.
Emma Jenkins.
Yeah, that's right. We did it with Mallory's grandma.
But Mallory has that memory of her grandma always baking those cookies because that's how she grew up remembering that.
Totally.
So I love that idea.
Totally. Okay, tell me about your good day.
Well, Matt, my good day was...
Getting a mammogram.
No.
The squish and the squash.
Oh, it doesn't feel great, I can tell you that.
Well, I've never gotten one yet.
Yeah, well, don't.
I'll try not to.
So my good day is this past weekend, I had my breakfast club over and we had our Christmas exchange.
Yeah. Who did you have?
I had... Rhonda.
Okay. Who had you?
And Wilma had me.
Okay.
And I got Rhonda the perfume called Dime.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Dime. And then I also, I kind of don't listen when they say the budget is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the budget's a guideline, but I might go over, arrest me.
Sure.
And so, but I found this little pottery dish. And actually, I was with you and Mallory and Kat when we went to that just artisan craft thing in Columbus. And there was a potter there that had these little pottery dishes shaped like a flower.
Yeah.
And there was a purple/lavender one. It was like, it wasn't solid purple. It was kind of like, I don't want to
like
call it.
Like creamy almost?
Well, yeah, kind of just different. Mm-hmm. There were different shades of lavender or purple in it. And it was signed on the bottom, and it just reminded me of Rhonda. So I got her that.
Yeah.
And then I got all of us, including myself, I got all of us a ice roller for your face.
Oh, good.
You stick them in the freezer. My daughter-in-law, Emma. My daughter-in-law, Emma, turned me on to them because she had it the weekend of the wedding. And she's like, try it. And I was like, oh, this.
So what does it do?
First of all, it's just colder on your
face.
Is
it for your lymphatic system?
Yes. And if you feel puffy, if you feel like your face almost feels like sore and tired and puffy.
Oh, every day.
Well, you need to get one. And you can.
Is it like a jade roller?
Bigger.
We have a jade roller.
It's bigger than
fridge.
It's bigger than a jade roller.
Okay.
And you put it in the freezer. And you just roll. And I'm going to tell you, it is glorious.
Yeah. Have you ever done it on half your face to see how different your face looks?
No, but I wouldn't be opposed to trying that.
You should do it.
So we had our exchange. We had brunch plates and food. And
I'm sure
snacks,
you made something.
And it was so fun.
That's so good. I love that.
It was just lovely.
I love that. Today we are talking all about food. And, it's hard to talk about all the things going on around the holidays without having an element of food somewhat attached to it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about why food matters to us, why it's important to us, what it does for us. And then we're going to dive into some of what we're making.
And why it's a gift.
It is.
Food is a gift.
Food is a gift.
I mean, if you can go to the grocery store and pretty much get what you like to get, you are rich.
Totally.
I feel rich when I go to the grocery store and I say, you know what? I think I want to get the name brand of that. I was thinking this last night. I got a brand new tube of Crest. And I love that toothpaste still comes in a box.
I know
that
it's
might
nice.
Feel random, but toothpaste still comes in a box. And I opened the end of that box and slid out that brand new tube of toothpaste. And I thought, this makes me feel rich.
Yeah.
Tube of toothpaste. Yeah, when you have fresh produce and beautiful yellow lemons that
totally.
You can cut up and put in your water for your guests, you are rich.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So I did a little research, but to kick us off, to talk about why food matters and what's important about it. So here's what I found is that food matters because having shared meals together and cooking as an activity creates dedicated time for communication and laughter. So think about it. Picture it. Picture it. Sicily, 1928. No, I'm just joking. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Okay. There's somebody out there screaming, Golden Girls. It's from Golden Girls. Picture you around the holidays. You probably somewhere along the way, even those of us with the most dysfunctional of families, probably have some great memories around the table where we're sitting, we're laughing, we're talking. Mm-hmm. That's really important. And also shared memories around cooking.
Yes.
I know cooking for both of us was a big part of our family heritage. We can say it. We'll call
like
that.
Yeah.
Was a big part of our family culture, a big part of our family heritage. And it's still important for both of us. Mm-hmm. That's something we are passing on to our kids.
Yes.
That's important as well. Another thing that food does is it focusing on food experiences, it's one of those, well, I said this last week, it's one of those things that's just good for your brain. It improves your mood. It improves your well-being. It releases positive hormones into your mind, and it just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. Food creates stronger memories. So there is so much. I did not do a deep dive into this. We could do this someday. But there is so much research around how taste and smell lock in memories for us. Mm-hmm. You know how when you like open something like a can of something, or you get a whiff of a perfume, or you get a whiff of a dish and you're like, oh, that unlocked a memory for me. Or maybe it's even biting into, like, you know what I had for the first time in like 100 years was those white little Debbie trees.
Yeah. Do you know what those are? Yes, I love those.
They are really, they're everywhere right now. They're nostalgic. And they're just like nostalgic and they're fun.
Yes.
And I just had one of those the other day for the first time in years, and it unlocked a memory.
Do you remember the Rice family?
Yeah.
Okay. We used to call their mom, they have five children, Barb and Joe Rice. We used to call her Barbie, remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of her kids, you remember Quincy?
Mm-hmm.
Walked in our house one day and said, now he had not been there for a while.
Yeah.
They had moved to Georgia.
Yeah.
Not back to Georgia. They had moved to Georgia. They came back to visit, and he walked in. He said, oh, Aunt Leanne, your house is just like I remember it. It smells like meat and chocolate.
I love that.
And so I do think that we start to establish memories around food. And here is what also I'll say is when you walk into somebody's house and it smells like pot roast, or it smells like chicken noodle soup, or there's onions that have been sauteing, there's not much more that says welcome than a home that smells like wonderful food.
Right. I totally agree with that. My brother-in-law, Reese, we were talking about this at Thanksgiving, and he said when he was in school, this is so funny to me, they did a science experiment in a science class where everybody got a bag. I think they just got like a grocery store bag, and the teacher told them to swing it around their house like a kite almost and trap the air from their home. And they all brought it to school and they smelled it, and how their homes smell and how there's an attachment to that smell.
Could they smell it?
He said it worked.
What?
It worked.
Never heard of that in my life.
And so, like, we have friends, Emma and Adrian, that will be here for the holidays, and they're like, oh my gosh, it just smells like your house. I love it here. It's a smell. Here's another one. I think when we create experiences around food, especially with kids, it opens up experiences so that they can try new things, that they can taste new things, that they can explore. Yes. You know, we are a no thank you bite family, so our kids try stuff. And if they don't like it, it's okay. But we really encourage our kids to try stuff. And here's the last thing about food experiences. It creates a sense of identity and culture. You know, sharing family recipes or creating your family traditions creates an identity with your family or the group of people that you're with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. You know, maybe when you saw The Gift of Food, you were thinking, oh, I wonder what they're going to talk about. But I truly believe this is that food can be a part of creating a tradition or a home where my kid, even my kids now, we say things about like character issues where they're, like Fitz said the other day, we don't lie in our family. And I'm like, no, we don't, Fitz. Similarly, this is in our family, we eat this, or in our family, we cook this. It creates a sense of identity where your kids have like a grounding, or there's a place where they feel like they belong.
Let me tell you something else that communicates. Love.
100%.
Love. Like people would think by looking at my life and what I do and how I was raised that I'm passionate about cooking and food. I am not passionate about cooking. I am passionate about the people that I'm feeding.
Totally.
So if you want to get me in the kitchen fast, whipping up some favorite things, tell me that people are coming over.
Well, you did that. I stopped in your house a week ago and you were like, what do you want? You want an egg? I'll make you egg. You like had stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing about when you do that in particular, you are making, you're not, how do I say, I don't mean this in a weird way. You're not making something remarkable because it's from a French cookbook.
No.
You're making something remarkable because you do it on the spot. You're like, sit, drink, eat, yes, do yes, this. Yes, yes. Like that's the thing that makes it remarkable.
It's care. Listen, when we create memories, when we serve the people around us, and sometimes serving looks like cooking, looks like baking cookies. Listen, your mom whipped up 4 batches of separate cookies before you arrived. That's called serving and sacrifice.
Right, right.
You know, it's not like your mom was like dancing around the kitchen thinking to herself, I get to mix cookies. She was thinking, I get to mix cookies because, and this is awesome, because everybody is coming over.
Right, right.
So when we serve and when we sacrifice and when we make the space and when we serve the people we love in this way, it creates, it locks down memories.
Right.
It locks down.
Absolutely.
It locks down love and care. That's why I'm gonna swing the bat as hard as I can when I become a grandmother, that I do things that, like you're talking about, that they have a memory, a feeling. Have you seen some of those viral the viral reels or call them a TikTok, call them a reel, whatever, of when a grandma is sitting in her living room and the first grandchild comes in with a pillow and says, hey, grandma, how about a sleepover? And she's so excited that one child one grandkid shows up, and then the second grandchild shows up. And then by the third grandchild, the grandma is bawling.
Yeah.
That grandmother has invested and built into those kids in some way. Now, maybe it's not cooking or baking. Maybe, maybe it's
going to all their sporting events.
Or maybe it's taking them to every single museum in the state. But whatever it is, it's service and sacrifice that communicate love and care. And for me, one of the ways that I do that and I try to do it well is with food.
Totally. I think it's one of those things that, like, for me, when I think about food, food has to be a part of our life. So why not make it fun and why not make it good? Right. When it comes to that, we're going to get to our menu here in a second and we're going to talk about some of the things we put on. But when it comes to food, maybe even food around the holidays for you, do you have any memories that unlock when you think back to maybe your childhood or maybe early in your marriage where you're like, oh man, I remember this, or something special?
I did write those down.
Yeah.
And I would say that at holidays, I remember always having a good meat,
mm-hmm.
whether it was ham, whether it was steak, whether it was tenderloin, we always had a good meat. But I think that a staple for me with holidays, and a holiday can't pass without some form of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I think that's probably very Swiss German.
Yeah.
You know, definitely very Amish.
That would be part of me. So that's like the German coming out in
Amish,
my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I would say those two things for sure. Now, as far as cookies, the thumbprint cookie is the cookie.
You did
which we included.
A reel. You did the thumbprints are not here.
No,
that's
on
your Instagram.
They're on my Instagram.
And
you
have a reel showing you step by step how to make it. Yes. That's so good. Yes. We need to make that go viral.
Yeah.
People need to be making thumbprints. People need to, here's what I would say.
Well, Molly made them when she went, Molly, our friend Molly came to visit. And when she got home, she made them.
Oh.
And she said she made them too big, but nobody was complaining.
No one would complain about that. I think for me, food, I don't have, it's funny. I was just when we were at my mom's, we pull out these old cookbooks of specifically from our church because it has people that I know. And I actually have a church recipe in our meal plan. I can't pull things out of my memory as easily as I used to, but I'll look through these cookbooks and I'll say, oh, that recipe's to that person. Oh, that's a good memory.
Right.
And so for me, when I think about cooking around the holidays, I think I often have foods connected to people. There's a cookie that we made with my mom. It's a maraschino cherry, not like the ice cream cherries. It's like the fruitcake cherries that are like more in like heavy syrup.
Yes.
Where you chop those up with
coconut. They're really, really good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
You chop those up with coconut and pecans and you put them in a cookie. And my nanny used to make those cookies. And so we made those.
Yes.
And she's the only person I ever knew that made them. I'm sure she didn't invent the recipe, but when it comes to recipes, rarely is the person that shares it with you creating recipes from scratch.
Right.
Most likely, and all the recipes that I'm sharing with you and often that we share on our Patreon are something that we've catered to our likeness that is just ours, you know, and you and I are both very play in the kitchen kind of people. So I'm like, I think this seasoning would taste good in there. I think I would do a little bit more of this. And so those recipes are often attached to people and it brings a nostalgic, you know, a nostalgic feeling to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Another thing about holidays, when I think about this, is I also think about just the preparation and the time that goes into getting ready for the holidays. Yes. That is what you were talking about. It's the labor of love that goes into it. And sitting down, listen, I didn't know this as a kid, but as an adult that feeds children often, it is a late to do this. It's work.
Oh, yes.
Cooking and food is work.
For real.
But it can be really fun. You know, we're at the season of life where our kids are in the kitchen with us, especially our son Fitz. He wants to be right up there in the action. And so it's fun pulling him into what we're doing in the kitchen because he loves it. And even this weekend, you know, we had the cookie baller and I showed him how to like make sure it was full and scrape it on the edge of the bowl and all that kind of stuff. That's the stuff when you're in the kitchen, you learn how to do it from being in the kitchen.
Yes. And Matt, listen, I say it all the time. If you want to get good in the kitchen, you got to get in the kitchen.
That's right.
And your kids, by showing Fitz that now at his age, by the time he's 16, he's going to know how to make those cookies.
Right.
By the time he's 25, he's going to be making those cookies on his own.
Right.
You know, children do not wake up one day when they're 30 knowing how to bake bread.
Right.
You know, they learn it. They learn. And the best way to learn is when you're growing up because it's
100%.
It kind of becomes like almost like cell memory or muscle memory.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I think about food, I think about all those little tips and tricks that you pick up along the way and the people that are associated with it. So let's talk about what we're having.
The menu.
We're going to talk about the menu. We can't give away all the tips and tricks because we wrote it out for you.
Yes.
But it's mentioned
on Patreon if you want this full menu. You did a lovely job on the menu.
And if you are not ready to jump into subscribe, you can actually buy the menu on Patreon as well. Just this one thing.
One purchase. Okay, let me ask you something. If I want to join Patreon, if I'm listening and I'm like, hey, I want to join Patreon, it's in the show notes,
The link is
in the show notes. You can go to our Patreon. You can see what the levels are.
Yep.
And it's a monthly payment, $5 or $10.
That's right.
And if you join now, they'll just have automatic access.
That's right. Right. So you mentioned having special meats. Mm-hmm. What do you usually have for your meat?
Probably the last 6 years. I don't know how this started, but it just did. We have had a tenderloin.
Yeah.
And crab legs.
Yeah. When did the crab legs start?
Probably after. Yeah, it was. It was right after we purchased. Actually, it's longer than 6 years. We purchased the Sea Loft in 2018.
Okay.
So is that seven years ago?
Yeah.
We started doing it then. We would buy the cream legs at the Piggly Wiggly there in Hilton Head, and we would have crab legs.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. We have had, you know, I don't remember a lot about when I was a kid. I think when I was a kid and we had like big family things with lots of people going everywhere, I think I have most memories of ham. Lots of ham memories in my past. Mm-hmm. I love a salty pork.
Yes.
I love a salty pork. So I have a recipe for ham that's very, very, I'll say it's very reminiscent. If you've ever had a honey baked ham, have you had a honey baked ham?
I love honey baked ham.
With the crusty glaze.
Yes.
That's what the recipe that I'm sharing with you has, that thick, crusty glaze.
Okay.
In my adult years, probably in the last.
And you have a recipe for the beef tenderloin.
Yeah. In the last like 5, 6, 7 years, I remember my in-laws and my mom both having beef tenderloin around Christmas.
So good.
And if you're not familiar with beef tenderloin, what beef tenderloin is, beef tenderloin, it's the big piece of meat that makes fillets.
Yes.
That's what fillet comes from, is a beef tenderloin.
And it's expensive.
It is expensive. So like there could be some schickerstock. Sticker shock if you're going out to find.
And you don't have to get a whole one. You can get enough for a piece for each person. And
here's the great thing about a beef tenderloin. If you get a beef tenderloin and versus getting individual steaks for someone, for the number of people, people can eat what they'll actually cut what they'll actually eat. So well, I think like if you're having kids or you're having a big group, mm-hmm. you can actually stretch a beef tenderloin a little further if you just get a steak for everyone.
Daryl always does it on the Big Green Egg.
Yeah.
And brings it in, lets it rest, cuts it up. And the reason he cuts the whole thing, we don't eat the whole thing that evening, but one of my best memories, and it happens every year with the boys, is they're standing at the refrigerator the mm-hmm. next morning eating that leftover.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something I love to do with leftover beef tenderloin. He's already sliced it. We put it in a container, and I just give it a nice dousing or nice sprinkle of soy sauce.
Yeah. Oh.
And it just gives saltiness.
Makes you come alive.
Yeah, it's really good.
So my beef tenderloin, the recipe that I included is not on a green egg. It's not on a grill. It's a way that you make it in your home in like mm-hmm. a cast iron. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part of this whole process is when my mom pulls it out of the oven and has to rest for a little bit. And I know that there are people out there that are going to cut off the little fatty gristly bits. And I like those. I like those.
You know,
I like the little fat that like has seasoning on it.
Do you remember when you lived with us? We had this thing where we would say it's a chubby tendency.
Ooh.
And we'd say like chubby tendency 101.
Yeah.
You open the pint of ice cream and just eat it out. Chubby tendency 404 is eating the bits.
The bits of fat. Eat the bits of fat. Because you know what? Somebody's going to cut it off and throw it away. And I'm not, if it's my family, I'm not shy about getting, I'm like, you're not throwing that away.
Don't
That's
you throw
gold.
Away that so yeah. So crunchy bit of fat.
That's right. So my beef tenderloin recipe that I'm sharing with you guys is, it's like it's a way you make it in a cast iron and on the stovetop in the oven. The other recipe that I'm sharing with you that I just came across that unlocked a memory for me, it's called holiday mashed potatoes. And why I included them is a couple of reasons. One,
is your mouth watering?
Yes. One, holiday mashed potatoes are delicious. Let me just read what's in it. You cannot go wrong. You can trust me. Cream cheese, butter, sour cream, eggs, milk, salt,
yum.
Pepper, onion.
Here's and the measurements of all of this will be on.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Here's what I love about this recipe. First of all, you make it the day before.
Okay, yeah,
so
that's so
you
nice.
Know what the holidays are like when everything's bustling. If this is the only thing you need a mixer for, do it the day before and save the counter space, less dishes. And it has to sit overnight because something happens with the eggs and the potatoes and the cream overnight.
Okay.
And then you bake it the next day. My mouth is watering. You bake it with the foil on and then you take it off and it makes this brown crusty top.
A crusty top.
That's so good. Here's a tip. And I wrote this in here because I don't want someone to do this. So if you're here for the tips, you may have thought these would come mostly from Leanne, but I got some tips up my sleeve too.
Tips up your sleeve.
Here's my tip for you is tip for tat. Here's my tip for you. My tip is if you're making this and you put it in your fridge overnight and you're going to bake it, you have two options.
Okay.
Your first option is you take it out in the morning and let it get to room temperature.
Okay.
Your second option in my experience, put the cold pan in the oven while you're preheating it. You cannot throw a refrigerator cold pan in like a 400 degree oven. It's not going to work. Could crack your, depending on what dish you put it in. If you're using a fancy dish, no offense, if you're using a fancy dish from TJ Maxx that's not like a heavy duty Pyrex, you might be having glass everywhere. Uh-huh. So that's my tip for that. But this recipe, what I love about it too, this recipe unlocks a memory of a lady named Helen Toth. And there are probably,
she's in heaven. Oh, is Helen
you
in
know,
heaven?
There's probably only three people that are listening to this podcast that would know who Helen Toth is. It's my nanny, my mom, and my Aunt Mary.
Well, wouldn't she?
Jen might be too young for Helen Toth, but she might. You know, Helen Toth was this lady in my childhood church that never was married, but was a great cook and just the most precious lady. And so Helen Toth, thank you for your service.
Yes.
the next recipe that I included is crispy balsamic glazed Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yummy.
Do you love a balsamic glaze?
I love it. And I love Brussels sprouts.
I do too.
Next one.
Our next one is honey glazed carrots.
Yeah, you know, yes. I love those. And I do them with maple syrup, but you can this one do has, them with honey.
This one has honey and maple syrup optional.
Okay.
The next recipe you're going to get on our menu, this is one of my favorite things. My mom makes this. It's apple pecan salad with blue cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, like the crispy. Now, you know, this time of year.
You can substitute the blue cheese if you're not a blue cheese lover.
Sure. You can do feta. Yes. I would do a feta.
Monterey Jack.
You could do whatever cheese you want.
Yes, you could do a goat cheese if you wanted.
Ooh, goat cheese would be good. It has a maple apple vinaigrette dressing recipe with it. And here's what I love. In the middle of winter, this is another, my mouth is still watering. In the middle of winter, this is a great recipe because this recipe includes like a Granny Smith apple. Yeah. And they're still good this time of year. And you know, we miss our fruits and veggies in the winter. So this is a great way to get that fresh, crispy taste in. And this includes dried cranberries, but I also said you could use dried cherries.
Yes.
Sometimes I think I like dried cherries better for this.
I do. I like them better.
Because they just have a little bit more of a tang and a bite. So that's the salad I'm directing you to. And next, we got some desserts.
Yes.
Here's the dessert, and then I'll have you talk about the desserts you included.
Yeah, run through them, Maddie.
My mouth is literally watering. I keep like going. I have a pecan pie for you.
Yes. Okay.
That is so delicious.
Okay.
It's so decadent, but here's where it's different. It has a layer of chocolate in the bottom.
Yeah, I love that.
And optional, you could include bourbon. Some people love that bourbony smoky flavor. No. Or you could include espresso. Mm-mm. You could do that, or you could take it out.
Yeah. I just want the traditional.
I need you to be open-minded. I don't love the shutting down right away. I think if you tried it, you might like it.
No.
But it has chocolate chips in the bottom that melt.
Yes.
And then you have that. And here's the other thing about pecan pie. You want to make this the day before too. Because here's what happens with a pecan pie.
It just gets better.
A pecan pie needs to set for a couple hours because all the Karo syrup, it has to harden and like emulsify. Yeah, so you're not going to pull a pecan pie out and serve it right away. No, that's not happening. It's too gooey.
I would eat it warm.
No, you won't. You won't. You're not. I'm not going to let you. You need to let it rest for a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Tell me about almond toffee brittle.
Almond toffee brittle. Some people call it Christmas crack.
We don't support that.
I know we don't.
The furthest we could possibly go is Christmas cigarettes, but that just doesn't fit. That's as hard as we go.
Almond toffee brittle is the saltines on the bottom.
Yes.
Then you take a cup of butter and a cup of brown sugar, mix it together, bring it just when it starts to boil, take it off the heat, pour it over the crackers. Stick it in the oven for a few minutes, pull it out, and then you put chocolate on top and then chopped almonds. And it's the boys requested it.
And this is something you could also make ahead to have like in a little tin just
absolutely
sitting around.
Fabulous.
I love that
and
recipe.
And then I included my sour cream cutout cookies because it's such a good recipe. They're like a little pillow.
They are.
They're just so good.
I love a pillowy sour cream cutout.
I do too.
Sign me up.
I know some people like them thin with crispy, but I want a pillow cakey cookie. Your mouth is
I think
still
every cookie serves a purpose. My mouth is literally my hope. This is my actual hope. I hope that there's someone driving to work here that's like, I need to get that recipe.
Yeah, it's exactly
because
right. Good.
This is such a good, here's our hope. Our hope is that it saves you the time and energy from planning so that you can start cooking.
Yes.
Because that's where the magic happens.
Will you make sure with the cookies you write down that cranberry?
Yes. Pistachio. I'm sure you'll text me to make me do it. So our hope in sharing this is that it saves the planning part of it. You could use this whole menu and it would be great.
And that my hope is too, that you really do think about how reminiscent and how special food is.
100%.
And the ceremony around the table and being together. Don't disregard the importance of that.
No.
Don't underscore it. It's important.
No, yeah.
It builds something in us.
Totally. And you know, we've said this before in regards to food or experiences. you know, there's different price points for everybody. And so don't mm-hmm. feel like you have mm-hmm. to do,
right.
go over the top, do what you're most yes. comfortable with
yes.
and what makes you, I will say all the recipes that I included, you can, there's no special, what do like I want to say? Tools to go, yeah. required.
You don't have to go to a specialty store there's to no get
like,
something for
yeah, home. There's no like chef's yes. tools that you wouldn't have.
Yes.
Everything is something a home cook yes. would have. Maybe if you don't have a cast iron, you might want to splurge for a cast iron if you don't have one, but you don't have to.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so our hope is that this unlocks some memories. You know, as we start putting together these menus, I noticed on a lot of these recipes, what are we cooking with? We're cooking with nuts and dried fruits, and you know who carries those?
Let's talk about food. Listen,
ooh, that was a little different. It's a different octave.
Wanagre Cheese and Market, they have everything you need for your snack mix, for your yes. party mix, for your cookies. They've got it all.
You
there.
Know what's a cool thing about Wanagre Cheese and Market too is if you're looking at, maybe you're looking at this recipe and you're like, okay, I do want to go get some good nuts. Mm-hmm, I want to mm-hmm. go get some good caramel, like mm-hmm. that kind of thing. They have really good melting chocolate mm-hmm. if you need that.
Yes.
But maybe some people don't know this, is Walnut Creek Cheese and Market also has like a traditional groceries. So if you're doing like the almond toffee brittle, mm-hmm. you can get all the special things yeah, you need, but yeah. you also can get a box of saltines.
Yeah.
So Walnut Creek Cheese and Market truly mm-hmm. has everything that you need to put together all of your holiday yes. meals. And like we've said before, their like nut selection, if you yes. even need just a bowl of candy, they've got bulk yeah. candy
and
for you.
You can go to walnutcreekcheese.com or walnutcreekfoods.com. Mm-hmm. If you're out of the area, if you live in Utah or California or Georgia, you can buy things online.
Yeah.
And you can also use their store locator page and put your zip code and your city in, and it will list for you the places in your town
right.
that could quite possibly carry Walnut Creek Foods items.
And this time of year is a great time if you're thinking about online and shipping, because they do beautiful gift boxes mm-hmm. that you could have sent right to
they
your
do.
Home. Even if you're not looking for it for Christmas, but you know you'll be like lazing around here on this Christmas holiday mm-hmm. break. They have great gift boxes
they
that'll
do.
Show up right
they
at your
really
front
do.
Door. And mm-hmm. it's worth the effort to go out there and get it.
Yes.
May I suggest, if you've never been to Ohio's Amish country, to get a box that also includes Troyer's trail bologna, because that is a staple.
It is.
I would encourage you to do Trail and Swiss
yes. oh, so good.
And get some of their jams and jellies, because so that's a great place yes. to start if you've never had anything from Walnut Creek
Agreed.
Cheese and Market. Thank you for joining us in this conversation all about the gift of food. You know, our hope is that food is a vehicle for you to show people that you love them, mm-hmm. to make great memories and unlock great experiences mm-hmm. with your family this yes. holiday season. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.